Welcome back to another episode of Inspiring Parents. I'm Marilyn Forman from marilynforman.com. And today I'm going to be talking about keeping the momentum of learning up in your child. Your child, you know, if you think about the first 5 to 7 years of their life, what they learn in that short period of time boggles my mind. I mean, if we could continue learning at that pace for the rest of our life, oh, we would be so experienced in so many different aspects of life. It would be fabulous. They do it for those first few years. And so they're they're on a roll. They're really got a momentum going on learning. And then sometimes parents step in when they don't need to step in and stop that. They put a wrench in things. It's kind of like these kids are on the highway, and they're just driving along, coasting away, learning all kinds of things from the scenery on all areas of the car, up, down, beside, below. They're learning everything, and they're on a roll. When you interfere when you don't need to interfere, it's like throwing a very large stick or a log in the middle of the road. It makes your child screech to a stop. And then after that, it affects them with their confidence. Because after that, they're going to be more cautious when they're doing things. They're going to be careful moving ahead. They're not going to take chances. They're going to be overly cautious. You know, it stops that momentum and makes them think twice, question themselves. So when they're in that learning phase, you want to make sure that you keep up the momentum. You can steer them around sticks and logs, but don't throw one in there to stop them. And I think of it kind of like when my younger daughter was learning how to talk, she would call the dog Yake. His name was Jake. And so when he would say, "Mom, let me give that to Yake," instead of saying, "Well, honey, his name is Jake. Can you say Jake?" You know, where I'd be stopping them and instead of listening to what she was saying, I'm trying to correct her. So I'm stopping that learning right in the moment and getting her off track, getting both of us off track, getting us focused on something that doesn't need to be focused on. Who cares whether she says his name right yet? But what I would say is, "That's a great idea, honey. Jake would love that." So I've used the word again so that she can hear it, and she'll constantly hear it and learn it on her own. But I wasn't making her wrong. I wasn't shifting it. I wasn't stopping her in her tracks. We were still on the same momentum of where the conversation started, is what she wanted to give the dog. So think about those places. You want to keep them moving forward, enjoying that learning, so that they continue to enjoy learning throughout their life. And not speaking when you don't need to be speaking. Because, you know, sometimes we tend to interfere when we don't really need to interfere. One of the areas in the Nurturing Brilliance Parenting course, we talk about non-interference day. So look at your life and where you choose to interfere with your child and where you don't really need to. But why are you doing it? Just for the sake of picking on them? Or is there something that really needs to be said because their safety is in danger or something like that, right? So think about what you're saying and when you interfere and when you not. I also think about sometimes when parents interfere, we put limitations on what our kids can learn, what they know, what's possible for them. And when we don't need to. And I think about the story about the running the 4-minute mile. Nobody in the world had ever done it before. And then somebody did it. And right after that, people started doing it more often because it wasn't impossible anymore. So whenever we think things aren't possible, we put a limitation on them actually being possible. So be aware of that with your kids too, because for them, anything's possible. And who's to say it's not, except our limiting beliefs? So that's a little piece on, empowering your child through the learning phases as they go through. You don't want to stunt them in that learning phase. You want to keep them moving forward, keep them really empowered and loving learning. So I hope this has been helpful, a little tidbit for you. And I will see you next time on another episode of Inspiring Parents. Have a fabulous day and just enjoy your kids. Because before you know it, they're grown up. So you might as well enjoy every moment.